Hello, this is episode number 29 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Child Life Specialist Brianne Ortiz about how parents and caregivers can best prepare children for surgery. Brianne, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you, Brian.
Of course. So surgery is a scary concept for patients, adults, and kids alike. Because of that, some parents may want to avoid talking about it with their children. But in your experience, is that the best way to alleviate fear and anxiety?
No, Brian. I think even though surgery can be a scary thing, kids of all ages should be prepared for what to expect. Giving children enough information gives them a sense of control, while giving kids too much information for their developmental age can create anxiety. So it's a balance. By giving kids basic and honest information in a way that they can understand, can set them up for a successful surgical procedure. So as child life specialists, we give information in sequential order. So we want to talk to them about what they're going to hear, see, feel while they're awake. So we'll talk to them about the getting ready room. We'll introduce them to the people that they're going to meet. We'll play with them if they're younger, and we'll show them pictures of what to expect. And then we'll talk about the napping room, and then we'll talk about the wake-up room. So it's an order that they can follow, and we do it in a way that they can understand. Fear of the unknown can be much worse than information told in a way that is honest and gentle.
It seems like it's you don't want to give them information overload because they kind of would freak out over that there's a lot. But I know as parents, it's kind of, you want to be honest with your kids.
Exactly.
That honesty, yes, kind of extends past what you should be sharing sometimes.
Exactly. Kids like routine, right? Because it's predictable. And same thing with surgery. It's a scary thing. And if they don't know what to expect, then it's even more scary. But if they can predict it and they can gain some sense of control and mastery over it, then it's not so scary.
Yeah. So how soon should parents be talking about surgery with their children?
Well, it's a good idea to start talking to children about their procedure or surgery in relation to development and number of days before coming in for surgery. So if they're between the ages of 3 and 5 years old, they should come in 3 to 5 days before their scheduled surgery. If it's a teenager, a 15-year-old, we want them coming in 15 days before their scheduled surgery. And we can show them around, we can talk to them, answer their questions. If they're not able to come in, parents should still start talking to them prior to coming in so that they can prepare themselves, they can come up with a coping plan, and again, they can psychologically have time to prepare for what to expect.
How does developmental age impact when and how much parents should share?
Well, not all children reach developmental milestones at the same age. Therefore, a child's emotional and cognitive age should guide caregivers in preparation for them. So for typically developing children, I'd say infants, you know, their biggest thing is separation anxiety, fear of strangers. So it's really important for caregivers to be with them, you know, as much as they can in the pre-op area and then reunite with them as soon as surgery's done so that they see that familiar face. It's good for them to bring in a security object, a familiar pacifier, or a blanket that will help comfort them while their parents are away. For toddlers, they have a really short attention span, but it's good to start talking to them. So we want to keep it brief and matter of fact. We do a lot of play with these kiddos. We use concrete explanations. They don't have, obviously, a concept of time, so we're not going to tell them that their surgery is 30 minutes long. We're going to tell them that it's about the length of, you know, the time that they would watch a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse episode, so that they can understand what that amount of time is. For school-age kids, they have an increased awareness of their bodies. They're able to understand cause and effect. And so we really want to talk to them about the reasoning behind surgery. So if a child has to come in for, let's say, heart surgery, you know, I would say to them that the doctor is going to fix the hole in their heart to make them feel better and give them more energy so that there's results at the end of the tunnel as well. And then for adolescents, obviously they have abstract thinking, they understand a lot more, they have a great need for privacy. So we want to involve them in the decision making. We want to encourage them to engage with their doctors about what's happening. We want to ask the questions that they're worried about so that we can have time to discuss all of the issues with them. And then we also want to focus on if it is going to be a temporary change, let's say they're a soccer player and they're going to be out for 6 months, that, you know, the surgery is going to help them to become a stronger soccer player in the end.
So what are some of the most common questions you get from patients about surgery?
Well, I think as far as preschoolers, they're not as verbal, obviously, but they can't decipher between fantasy and reality. So a lot of times their big question, they think it's their fault. They're guilty. They think they did something bad. So it's our job to teach them that this is not something that they did to cause this. And we do that through play. as far as school age kiddos, they have a big fear of death. They fear that other parts of their body are going to be disturbed. So we want to give them more of a sense of control and, again, honest and gentle information in a way that they can understand. A good thing for this age group is, let's say, if they're going to have a breathing mask for anesthesia, we want to talk to them about the mask first and then give them a job, have them hold the mask during anesthesia before they go off to sleep so that they have something to do. For adolescents, they're really afraid about waking up during surgery. They're really afraid of pain and what that's going to feel like once they wake up. So I talk to them about the anesthesiologist, and their only job is to keep them nice and safe, comfortable, and completely asleep during surgery, and that they will wake up as soon as surgery is over with. And then I also go into pain, and we discuss it, and I talk about the pain scale and what that might feel like, and the importance of talking to us and telling us how they're feeling, you know, as soon as they wake up, so that we can manage their pain appropriately.
So what does CHOC do to help patients prepare for surgery?
Well, we have a great website with information. We have different videos that some of our surgeons and anesthesiologists are able to give information to our families. We have a child life specialist on a video talking about what we can do to help parents. We have a Hello Hospital tour program. So if you know your child's coming in for surgery, you can plan to call the child life office and set up a tour with us so we can bring your child in and show them around and get them familiar with the hospital environment. And then we have a great research team also who's piloting pre-hospital program for the younger children as well, to get them familiar with the mask and the blood pressure cuff and all of the things that they're going to see and hear and feel before surgery. So that's on its way, and there's a web game involved with that as well.
So besides the wonderful advice you've given so far, is there any other things that you would like to share that maybe parents can use for surgery preparation for their kids?
Sure. I think it's really important for parents to be prepared before they're able to talk with their child about surgery. There's a great resource. We use kidshealth.org a lot, so parents can go up and look up their child's diagnosis or illness and gain information so that they feel more comfortable talking with their children about what's going on. I think it's really good to read books to younger children ahead of time. There's great books. Franklin Goes to the Hospital, Clifford the Big Red Dog Goes to the Hospital. It's good to get a medical play kit, you know, the doctor's kit, where you can use a pretend stethoscope and thermometer and get the child familiar with all of those things if they're a little bit younger. I think it's really important to tell the truth so your child will trust you along the way. And if the child gets scared about what you're telling them, this is a great opportunity for them to now discuss, you know, how to help this child cope with whatever fears that they have. And then again, making a coping plan. So discussing if they're going to count to 10 or if they're going to do, you know, deep breathing if they're an older child to help them cope. And then I think it's good for parents to address their own fears away from the child so that you can be a good support to your child. Even though, you know, surgery is very scary, parents need to be there so that their child's anxiety doesn't increase as well. Just plan ahead. You know, if your child is in school when the surgery has to take place, talk to the principal and the teachers and get those assignments ahead of time. And, you know, if you feel comfortable talking to your classroom and your friends about it so that they can be a support as well. It's always nice to have that, and so that they don't have to worry about their grades once they're in the hospital and recovering from surgery.
Well, thank you so much for all the wonderful advice. This has been episode number 29 of CHOC Radio. You just heard from Child Life Specialist Brianne Ortiz, who offered tips on preparing a child for surgery. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from CHOC Radio. Visit CHOC.org for more information or follow CHOC on social media. We are at CHOC Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at Facebook.com/CHOC Children's. Brianne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.